You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. You know, back in 1984, we didn't have computers. We didn't have mobile phones. Matter of fact, all we had was a Bible and a Strong's Concordance, which is about as big as a phone book, a big fat phone book. And the print was about the same size. And the entries in the Strong's Concordance were so minimal, so small. There wasn't a lot of meat around the Greek or Hebrew word. So you had to really think about things and put things into context. And to strip down just a verse could take hours. To strip down a whole chapter, right down to every Greek word, might take a week. I can do it in an hour now, a whole chapter. You know, I can get on the internet and I can type in anything I want about any subject, and I can get a whole pile of information, and I can wade through a lot of it, and I can sort out the rubbish from the good. And there's no excuse these days. There's no reason a person can sit in the dark. You know, when I was a Christian in 1984, the only information that you received about the kingdom of God was from your Bible, Strong's Concordance, and someone who was teaching you, who had the same tools as you had. And outside of your town, I mean, you're not going to get on TV and get instruction, Bible instruction from somebody. You're limited in your town to the resources of your town. You know, you can go to a Christian bookshop and get a whole lot of magazines and books and whatever. I never did that. I just went to the Bible, and I got my Strong's Concordance, and I waded through it every day. I looked, I cross-referenced all the Bible. I had a Thompson Chain Reference Bible, and I just referenced everything. I built up a picture of who God was, and I also had the Holy Spirit to assist me. And whenever I read something or thought something or had a concept, the Holy Spirit would say, that's the wrong thing. Whenever somebody said something to me that was not right, the Holy Spirit would say to me, that's not right, that's wrong. So he would stand beside me and he would guide me into all truths. Why? Because I prayed in tongues a lot. I prayed in tongues for an hour and a half every day for my first year. And that kept me on target. That stopped me from being taken by doctrines of devils, by words that are just formulated by man. But you know, now we've got the internet, we've got 1,000 versions of Christianity running around. You know, when I started praying for hours and hours and hours every day, back in 2009, the Holy Spirit said to me, I want you to teach. The kingdom of God is like Lego bricks. And I went, you got to be joking. How am I going to do that? And over a period of years of understanding what he was talking about, is that, you know, people who build their version of Christianity are always pulling it down and changing it, splitting from one church and taking their own version of Christianity and feeding it to people. And you end up with hundreds of different versions of Christianity. Some have a lot of the truth, some of them have very little. I mean, the Jehovah Witnesses believe that God, Jehovah, and that Jesus is a creative being, that he's an angel. The Mormons believe that God comes from the planet Kolak, and that he actually was a type of human himself who was spawned by a god, and he's now a person who is a god within his own right. And the Mormons believe that when Jesus comes back, the cycle will continue, and they'll become gods in their own rights, populating planets. They believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers that just went wrong, and they're both on both ends of the street, or both sides of the street. These are doctrines of devils. These are abominable teachings. These are rubbish. And then you got some people who teach 80% truth, but they don't bring in the power of the Holy Spirit to fix and straighten everything up. So they've got a lot of Bible teachings that are correct, but they're not energized by the Holy Spirit. They're not empowered by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. There are churches who have nearly all of the theology right, but they don't pray in tongues. They're all filled with the Holy Spirit, but they don't pray in tongues. They don't utilize the opportunity that the Holy Spirit has brought to them. And they're just as banged up as everybody else. You got people who believe in homosexuality in churches. There are churches that are dedicated to homosexuals. There's churches dedicated to a woman who is an atheist. She says she's an atheist. She doesn't believe in God. She's a minister of religion, of Christian religion. Okay, so she's a pastor of a church, and she's an atheist. And she doesn't believe in God at all. But she believes in the teachings of Jesus, that they have great value in a person's life. That's just totally stupid. You've got all sorts of people preaching all sorts of different rubbish. All I wanted to do was just walk in the truth. In the last days, we've got women preachers. We've got people talking about all different things that are contrary to the kingdom of God. And they wonder why the power of God doesn't flow in their life. Yeah, some people even have anointings, but then they've left what God has taught them, and they've gone off and done their own thing. And they're still, their anointing isn't withdrawn from them, because God has given that. They operate in that anointing. And they use that legitimacy of their anointing to legitimize their rubbish that they're preaching to people. So in these last days, with all this technology around us, with Google and all of the internet that we have access to, there's no excuse for a person to be able to find the truth. If you want to know about speaking in tongues, you can go on the internet, type in Google, you can type in YouTube, speaking in tongues, you'll get 100 websites all about speaking in tongues. And some of them are rubbish. Some of them, they don't know what they're talking about. And some of them do. You know, I haven't got exclusivity on the truth about speaking in tongues. I had to work it out myself. I had to go to the Bible and check it out. Matter of fact, the day I received the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to me, He said, "This truth I want you to hang on to. This is the truth of all truths." And it was the gospel message. He told me that to believe in Him and to walk in Him, you had to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Anything outside of that was a lie. And He told me to hang on to that and to stay steadfast with that truth. And as I stood steadfast with that truth and have never changed, I've used the Holy Spirit in my life, praying in the Holy Spirit. I've been raised higher and higher as I walk in the things of God. So He tells me about Lego blocks. And you know, is telling me that, you know, the kingdom of God, I'll tell you something that is fundamentally true about the kingdom of God. In God, there is no shadow of turning. So, you know, when you buy a car, maybe a Ford, then, you know, one year it's got a combustible engine, next year it's got a rotary engine, next year it's got a hybrid engine, next year it's got a diesel hybrid engine. You know, they're throwing out things and adding things and throwing out things and redesigning things all the time. And they're doing the same thing with the Christianity and versions of Christianity and doctrines. But you know, Jesus said that everything that He lays down is truth, and it will continue and it won't have to be abandoned. And you'll build upon that truth. And he was telling me about Lego blocks. And I thought at the time, how can I teach people that the kingdom of God is like Lego blocks? That doesn't make sense, Lord. And as I prayed, he showed me. He said, you know, Lego blocks are fundamentally all the same thing. Yeah, they build rocket ships, they build cars, they build model aeroplanes, they build towers, bridges, all sorts of things, but they all come from the same fundamental little block, which doesn't change. And there are little add-ons and everything, but they all fit into each other, and there's no happen to switch from one type of Lego to another. Everything fits together. Now, you know, you can get a Lego set 20 years ago and you can still use it on modern Lego pieces. I haven't researched this for many years. I think it was around 2000 and maybe 2010 or 12, about 12, that I started looking at Lego, when he told me about Lego, and I started researching on the internet about it. But maybe it's changed now, I don't know. But at that time, the concept of Lego was that you can buy a piece and hand it to your children, and then you can buy new pieces and they still fit. And the kingdom of God is like that. There is no shadow of turning in God. He doesn't upgrade. He doesn't change the fundamental things. And so if you actually take your time to be biblical, I mean biblical, and get it right, then as you build upon those foundations and those principles and those truths, they won't change. And as those truths come together, they fit together like little Lego blocks. And they actually form a truth, a bigger form of truth. And you can use that understanding to do things. And then there are other truths that fit together. And when you fit those two big truths together, they form something that's far greater than the sum of the little parts. It's amazing the way it works. So the Lord says, get it right first, get the foundation right first, make sure that you get the truth, the concept of the kingdom of God right, and you're not trying to work with somebody's twisted ideas, trying to fit square pegs into round holes. So, you know, we've got all the churches now, most of them are, you know, taken over by women, because the men are useless. They don't seem to have any backbone. They've been emasculated. They don't have any strength because of feminism, because of political correctness. All of these things have eroded men's strength. But God has set in place a certain dynamics. He said that the man is the head of the woman, or the husband is the head of the wife. And that Jesus is the head of the man, and the Father is the head of Jesus. Now that dynamics is never going to change. And when you get a church where the dynamics is out, then everything stops. You know, people can still preach Jesus, they can still preach out of the Bible. But you know, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my sayings or keep my commandments. If you believe in me, you'll do what I tell you. And you'll, you know, Jesus is the Word. And the Word is Jesus. How can you go against the Word and not go against Jesus? I mean, it's just fundamentally wrong. But yet people don't seem to understand that simple understanding. You know, I was speaking to a person on the phone the other day. And, he knows a lot about speaking in tongues. So I had to tell, I was talking to him about what's happened to me and everything. And he said, and I said, I probably don't need to tell you about this stuff. And he said, no, it's good that I hear this again, because it teaches me things. You know, and he'd sort of left all of that truth of speaking in tongues, and how powerful it is. And he's sort of gone off and done his own thing. You know, and the Bible says in Hebrews, Paul was talking to people in chapter 5. He's saying, I'd love to tell you about the deeper, meaningful stuff, but I can't because you don't have any understanding. You have left what you have. It's all gone. and someone has to come and teach you again. That's what people are doing. They're always having people have to teach them again because the fundamental stuff wasn't laid down. You know, every day I get up in the morning and the first thoughts I have is about the Lord. And the Lord's usually ministering to me about stuff. And I just go with the flow. And I meditate on all of that during the day. And I pray. And I do a lot of maintenance in my walk. You know, I think I've told you a lot of times. I put my hand in my chest and I say, in the name of Jesus, I just curse every false doctrine, every lie, every seed of deceit that's come into my heart. I command it to shrivel up and die. And I speak life. I speak the word of God to be engrafted fully in my heart. And I speak those things into my heart. I do maintenance. And I have the enemy come after me and tell me all sorts of stupid stuff. And I say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm only going to listen to God. I'm only going to listen to the Holy Spirit. Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. So I try to always continually put myself in a position where I'm soft towards the hearing of God and not hard. And that I don't take on board doctrines of devils. That I don't take on board lies. That I don't endorse other people's stupid ideas. You know, I don't have to jump on their head. I just have to say, I don't believe in that, and I'm not going to accept that. In my heart, you know, I try and stay as pure as I can so that I can do the work of the Lord without being hindered. You know, the Lord can't work with somebody who has strongholds, their systems of thoughts. He can't work freely with them when they're wanting to go and do other stuff. He can only do so much. So he has to work on them. He has to transform them by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if they'll only listen to the Holy Spirit, then they will be transformed. And their heart will no longer be hardened, but softened towards the things of God. You know, once you start praying in tongues, you start unleashing a power in your life of transformation. The enemy hates that. And he'll do everything in his power to stop you, to misdirect you in every way. And it comes in 150 different flavors. I don't know how many different things. People start praying in tongues. They ring me up. They say, this is starting to happen. It never happened before. This is starting to happen. It never happened before. I said, well, you're starting to pray in tongues. You're causing trouble in the enemy's camp. You're starting to get free from the lies and deceit of the devil. And all of his angels, all of his demons that are trying to influence your life in every way. You've got people all around the world that are fully influenced in the things of darkness. And they're trying to push it on everybody else. But you know, my wife and I, we stand in the light. And we're not going to run after the things of the world and the ideas of the world. We're going to run after God. Because he's our strong and mighty tower. And he can supply everything that the world says we can't have because we're not joining with them. He can supply everything that we need if only we'll trust in him and not compromise ourselves and sit on a fence. Don and I have fully persuaded ourselves never to sit on the fence. We want to go forward in the things of God. Our life is hid in him. You know, these are just nice words, but you have to live them. And you have to establish in your heart that you're not going to live a compromising lie. That you're not going to live a convenient lie. You're not going to turn a blind eye to things that are biblically incorrect just to keep peace amongst other Christians. That's wrong. That's fundamentally wrong. The Bible says, correct those who are in error. Help them. Don't allow them to stay in their lie. You don't need to fight with them. All you need to do is say, this is what the Bible says, and show them all the scriptures and let them make their decision. If they don't want to decide to follow Jesus in the correct manner, that's up to them. They've made their decision. You don't need to worry about too much about that anymore. The important thing is that you don't keep your mouth quiet, that you don't accommodate false doctrines and ideas. No matter how much they may not impact on your life, but they'll impact on other people's lives and the people who speak them. You need to be a good steward, and you need to be honorable with God's word and not mishandle it. You know, turning a blind eye, some people think, well, that's acceptable. It's not. It's having no backbone for what's the truth. And God deals very poorly with people who turn a blind eye, who if it doesn't affect them, they don't bother about it. Now, you have to believe that these people can infect other people. And even Paul said these people must be stopped. So how do you stop them? Well, you can't do violence with them. What you can do is something that's even more powerful than physical violence, and that's spiritual warfare. You can pray over that person. And you say, Lord, the person is being deceived by the enemy. Open the eyes of their understanding. Lord, bless them with grace that they may be able to make a right decision. Then when the Holy Spirit brings to them, hey, this is wrong, they have the power to say, you know, I'm going to stand with you, Holy Spirit. Because you prayed them into a place of strength so that they were able to overcome the enemy. When the Lord wants to deal with them harshly, it's His sovereign will. You know, the Lord is the one that judges people. Now, sometimes the Lord will speak through you, okay, and bring judgment. Sometimes the Lord will, He will answer your prayers, right, and He will decide to bring judgment on a person, because He wants the opportunity to try and change them, to turn their head, to encourage them to step into the truth and into the light. But if they don't, well, the Lord, He just steps into judgment with them. Now, it's not you, it's the Lord. The Lord that judges everything. He's in control of everything. All you have to do is get in the right page, get onto the right page with God. All you need to do is to be mindful that you're doing the Lord's will, that you're thinking the right way, that you've got the right attitude. And you'll do that by praying in tongues, by meditating on the Word of God, and seeing in context, how does the Word of God actually apply to my life first, and then you can show other people. But this world is full of compromise in the churches. It's apostate, and there's 150 different flavors, and there's only one truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. There's only one way. You know, so, you know, when you buy Lego blocks, you don't buy 14... you don't buy 14 different versions, and one Lego version doesn't fit with the other, and another one doesn't fit with the other one. Half of that one fits with the half of this one, but the other half doesn't. No, that's not the way the kingdom of God works. Everything neatly fits together because it is based on a fundamental biblical truth. And if you try and fit these pieces into your version of the kingdom of God, you may get a big chunk working, but the other part just doesn't work, and you'll be dudded. You know, what you need to do is you need to make sure that everything that you preach, every concept you think about, everything you speak to other people is biblically based, that it has its truth in the Word, and accommodating other people's false biblical reality is wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. It's based in humanism. Let them have their truth and you have your truth. That's fundamentally wrong. And if you stand like that, then you will be accounted with the hypocrites. You will have your place with those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, who didn't confess Him. And you know, confessing means to say the same as, right? So if you're saying the same as Jesus, then you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to suffer persecution from those who don't want to say the same thing as. They might want to say a few things as, but not the whole. You know, Jesus, he didn't do anything wrong. And yet, when it came to the crunch, they preferred a murderer than Jesus. I mean, how deluded were these people? How influenced by darkness were these people? I mean, these people had all of the evidence before them. Jesus did great things. He healed people. He was anointed, and he did good. But yet, when it came to the crunch, somebody spoke into their little ear and said, "This man is wrong." Even though they saw the evidence, even though they saw the miracles, the enemy spoke into their life, and they said, "Yeah, this Barabbas is much better than Jesus." You know, people can be fooled by the enemy. They can be fed a whole heap of lies about you. They can be fed all of this mistruths about you and about your character, because it's being fed by the enemy. It's not being fed by what they see. It's being fed by the influence of darkness in their life. And that's their reality. Even though it contradicts what they see. People are pretty strange, aren't they? They see a guy healing people and speaking about truth and about the kingdom of God, loving people and standing up against hypocrites, and they think there's something wrong with that, and they'd rather have a murderer, Barabbas. I mean, come on. You know, what they did to Jesus, they can't possibly do to you. But you need to be willing to stand up for truth. You need to be willing to not compromise. You need to be willing to let the Holy Spirit teach you all truths and not take your cues from other ministries and other people and other ideas just because maybe they have a great healing ministry or something. You know, you need to take all the Word of God. The Bible says, "Count every man a liar, but God's word true." The Bible says to stand on his truth. Jesus said, "If you believe me, if you trust in, adhere to, and rely upon." That's what that word believe means. If you believe in him and is baptized, you'll be saved. Because these signs will follow you because you believed in him, you trusted in, you adhered to, and you relied on him. These signs will follow you. They will cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. Bible says they'll lay hands on sick and they'll recover. You know, it's pretty simple. Paul said to the disciples in Acts chapter 19, he met some disciples, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed, since you trusted in and adhered to and relied on Jesus Christ?" They said, "We don't even know that there was a Holy Spirit." So then he inquired. He found out that their doctrine was all wobbly, that it actually wasn't founded in truth, and that the kingdom of God had moved on, moved to the next phase. Jesus said he came to fulfill. He didn't come to do away with the law or bring in a new thing. He came to fulfill the law. And how do you fulfill the law of God? Well, in the Old Testament, they had all the, you know, they had all the commandments and the 613 sundry ordinances, and they kept the Hebrew people in a righteousness, but they couldn't do it. And then the Holy Spirit came, and thereby changing and transforming a man's heart and mind, by nature, by their new formed nature, they can do everything that God asks them to do. That's so dynamic and so powerful. So if you pray in tongues, let the Holy Spirit transform you and bring you into sanctified thinking, separated thinking. You'll start doing and thinking like God does, because you have the Spirit of Christ in you. You have the Spirit of the Father in you, the Spirit of God in you. You end up walking in a mind of Christ. Your thinking will come into alignment with the truth of the Bible and the truth of God, because they all fit together. And there'll be no outsourcing of thinking. Your thinking will be God-centered and Bible-centered. These things will bring life into you. And life more abundantly, Jesus said. Okay, we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.